Welcome home, Rumi. Yeah, it's been a lazy day for me. Just plenty of relaxing and Netflix. How about you? How was work? Oh shit, that sounds stressful as fuck. No, I totally get it. Come around the couch with me. There is no better cure for stress than watching Bake Off. You want to vent some more about what's stressing you out so much? You know I've always got time for you. Oh, jeez. That does sound really rough. Makes more sense now why you were walking around stiff as a board. No, seriously. It's been so obvious that you were stressed. I was just waiting for you to come and open up to me about it. Is there anything I could do to help you out? No ideas, huh? Okay, stick with me for a second. Do you believe in hypnosis? Yeah? Okay, cool. So just gonna float this out there because, you know, I wanna help you relax. I got really into hypnosis in college. Like, I learned a lot of the basics about dropping people and stuff. I kind of wanted to be a hypnotist, but, you know, I didn't think it would pay the bills. Yes, really. And I gotta say, it's pretty marvelous at making you feel relaxed. Even more than Bake Off. Yeah, and with how stressed you are, I'd imagine you'd try anything, right? So, do you want to give it a shot? Alright, cool. Why don't we make our way to my room then? Okay, so just lay on the bed and relax. I'm gonna light some incense. Just to, you know, make things a little more chill. I have apple, brownie, cotton candy, melon, and this one they call sensuality. Which one do you want? Good choice. Okay. So, I just want you to focus on your breathing to start. Deep breaths in, hold, and out. In, hold, and out. In, hold, and out. Good job. Just keep doing that. Just focus on your breathing and let your body start to let go of that stress. No, silly. This is the hypnosis. No, there's no magic watch or spiral for you to watch. Those are just sensationalized images. And to clear up another misconception early on, you can't do anything you wouldn't already be okay while doing well under. Yeah, it's not magic mind control, as fun as that sounds. It just makes you more susceptible to letting your brain be influenced by someone else. Letting you let go and relax. Letting you feel things, even. The brain is amazing with how real it can make everything feel. Yeah, like even physical sensation. So just relax. Keep focusing on those nice big breaths. With each one, I want you to flex the muscle on the inhale and just release it on the exhale. Starting with your toes, in and out, just letting that stress melt away. Again with your calves, in and out, letting go of all that stress when you do. You're doing so good. Okay, your thighs next. In and out. Making sure to let go of all that tension. Now your hips and all your fun bits. In and out. And now your cute little tummy. In and out. You're doing so well. Just relax. Let it all go. Your chest next. In hands out. Next, your hands in and out. Your arms are a bit trickier, but try as best as you can, okay? In and out. Just letting all that stress melt away. We're gonna do one more with your neck and your face. Just let it all bunch up nice and tight. In and out. Good. You're doing so good. Okay. Just one more where you tighten everything up all at once. Okay. Good. Now deep breath in and out. Okay. Let you nice and relaxed. We're gonna start to drop you, okay? I just want you to focus on my voice and let everything else melt away from your conscience. With each word I say, I want you to imagine yourself just going down a set of spiral stairs, step by step, word by word, just going deeper and deeper. With each step, relaxing a little bit more and more, becoming the most relaxed you've ever been. With each word I say, letting everything else in the room melt away, step by step, word by word, going deeper and deeper. With each word I say, letting the world around you fade into the background. And that's okay. It doesn't matter right now. All that matters right now is my voice and you going step by step, word by word, deeper and deeper. With each word I say, letting your muscles start to feel heavier and heavier, starting to feel too heavy to move. But that's okay. You don't need to move. I'll keep you safe. Right here. All that matters is me and my voice, and you going step by step, word by word, deeper and deeper. With each word I say, letting your thoughts and feelings slip away. You can notice them, but they just float by before you can grab onto them. And that's okay. They don't matter right now. All that matters is my voice, and you going step by step, word by word, deeper and deeper. With each word I say, letting yourself relax more and more, everything's washed away, things are too heavy to move, and thoughts too far away to grasp. But that's okay, you're safe. And all that matters is focusing on my voice, going step by step, word by word, deeper and deeper. You can see the bottom of the stairs now, just a few more steps. You're getting so close to the most blissful relaxation, and you're going to hit that bottom in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So obedient. You dropped so well. I knew you'd be a natural at this. You're going to start to notice those thoughts you've been frustrated with. Just notice them. Notice how hard they are to hang on to down here. And just let them go. Let them drift away. Floating beyond your grasp. And that's okay. It's okay to let them go. It's okay to just relax. It's okay to let everything go. It's okay to just stay here at the bottom of the stairs and focus on my voice. Gosh. You know, I think I know another reason why you felt so stressed lately, beyond what we just let drift away. Just focus on my voice. And we'll take care of that too while we're down here. Down here at the bottom of the stairs, where you're so safe and comfortable and then relaxed. As each of my words leaves my lips, you're going to start feeling them brush across your skin. You're going to feel them take shape. And that's okay. It's okay to just feel good listening to me. You're going to feel them form into a nice golden rope. You're going to feel it take shape, twisting around in artful loops, tightening across your wrists. They're already so heavy to move, but the ropes will just pull them gently towards the bedposts, little by little. Securing them there nice and tight, making sure you don't float away. First the left wrist, each word pulling and tugging, wrapping around and around, feeling like the soft rope holding you down. It's okay, you're safe, you're comfortable, you're relaxed. Now the right wrist. Wrapping loop by loop around your arms. You're so heavy. Every muscle feels so hard to move. So you let the ropes do the moving for you. Just feeling them get tugged little by little. Just feeling yourself get pulled to the bedpost nice and gently. Soft tugging, almost like my hands guiding you and bringing you close. Now your ankles the same way, nice and tight, loop by loop, word by word, just securing your legs so you don't float off. Excellent. Now you're going to start going back up those stairs in a second. And I want you to remember, you're always welcome to come back down here whenever you'd like. All you have to do is ask. But for now, you're going to go back to the base of the stairs. And when I hit zero, you're going to be fully conscious and awake and yourself again. With each word, you're going to go back up, little by little, step by step. Five, going back up the stairs with each word I say. Four, your thoughts and feelings becoming a bit easier to grasp. Three, becoming more and more awake and aware of your surroundings. Two, your body becoming light enough to move again. One, becoming fully yourself and in control once again. Zero. Hey there. How you feeling? Why are you tied up? That's not an answer, but it is a good question. First though, they're not too tight, right? Good. Good. So, I may have cheated with the physical sensation bit. That usually takes a lot of hypnosis practice before you really start to feel it. But I did want you tied up because we need to have a conversation, my dear. And you are like a skittish little bunny rabbit when it comes to facing your feelings. So I'm hoping the post-hypnosis bliss will make you a little more pliable, but the rope is a good backup, don't you think? So you, my dear, wonderful, beautiful roommate, are attracted to me. Don't deny it. You act like we don't live in a building with paper-thin walls, and you act like you aren't loud as fuck when you're getting off. Now normally, as I hear you start, I'm respectful as all hell, I put on headphones and I go about my business. But since I do find you hot as all living fuck, I will admit I've listened and nudged myself. Now, I felt guilty beyond belief, let me tell you. Felt like an absolute pervert, imagining myself over you. Imagining myself making you make all those sounds with my own two hands. But then the funniest thing happened. One of those times I was listening, I heard my name. In fact, I heard it a lot. Like, a lot. So I thought this was kind of a one-time thing, didn't think too much of it. Everyone gets off to their roommates now and then. But then, every time I'd hear you for the next 2 months, I would hear my name drip from your beautiful lips over and over, spilling out like sweet honey. So I started dropping hints, getting more touchy, really letting you know that you should go for it. I mean, seriously, I know I'm a touchy person, but I'm not spoon on the couch every night while binging shows for a week kind of touchy if it's just platonic. And of course, you didn't go for it. And I was frustrated. I was frustrated as all hell until I remembered the other things you would say while getting off moaning my name. That's when I realized, you are just one giant fucking submissive, aren't you? And that's why you are tied up. Because, I'll be honest, I'm done being coy. I'm being strong and direct and saying, I want you. And if you want me to, and you want to stay in these ropes, and you want to let me make you make all those delicious noises with these own two hands, all you have to do is ask. Oh my gosh, I didn't expect begging. You are the cutest little sub I've ever seen. So, I maybe got a little ahead of myself and bought this that night we got super high a couple weeks back. Yeah, it's a collar. It's super embarrassing, I know. I was just very into the fantasy. And you did get off really loud that night, louder than usual. So I have this collar, and you are super submissive, as we've established. Would you want me to put it on you? Yeah. Gosh, I'm so excited. Gosh, you look beyond gorgeous with that on. I mean, you always look gorgeous, but something about knowing your mind makes it so much better. So, I really want to get you off. And if you're okay with that, you are? Okay, cool. Any requests, or should I just take total control? Up to me. Well, first things first, your safe word is raccoon. Understood? Good. Now, taking your pants off post-bondage seems tricky, and that's kind of the reason I was debating whether to do that or not. Because I'm so not redoing those knots. Okay, how about this? Now, I'm just gonna hold this vibe right between your legs and make you come in your pants. How's that sound? No, no, slut. When we're in play, you refer to me as mistress. Understood? Oh, such a good submissive. Fuck, you are so goddamn hot, you know that? With your little whimpers and moans. God, I've dreamt about this for so long. God, you are such a nasty pervert, you know that? I mean, the things you would fucking say when you were getting off. I can't wait to make every one of those fantasies come true, baby. Oh, gosh, you look like you're enjoying this. Look at you fuck your hips. Oh, no, did it go away? Oh, you look like you were really enjoying yourself. Beg me for it. I'm serious. Beg me to turn this vibe back on and press it right where you want it most. That's good, but it's not quite desperate enough. There it is. God, you are such a fucking good slut, you know that? You wanna be hypnotized again? Not tonight. I know, darling. We'll do it soon, I promise. Maybe, if you're lucky, and you come for me like a good little slut tonight, I'll even fuck you the next time I hypnotize you. Does that sound nice? Oh, it does. Gosh. I mean, when you're that heavy and still and compliant. God, it's so fucking hot just to use you for my pleasure. I can't wait. Oh, look at you struggle against those ropes. Oh, gosh. You're getting close, baby. You look like it. Gosh, you're looking even more tense than when you came in the door. There it goes again. Oh, no. Oh, gosh, you begged quick this time. There you go. Such a good little slut. Mm-hmm. You wanna come? Mm-hmm. Okay. You can come when I hit 0. 20. Yes, I am starting that high. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, you look so desperate. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There you go, baby. Come for me, come for me. Good girl. Gosh, you did so good. There you go. Shh, shh. I got you. I got you. Just let me hold your head. Yeah, yeah. I'll get the ropes. Yeah, I got them. I needed to buy new ones anyway. This color doesn't really match your skin tone, and I want to have a set just for you anyways, cutie. Plus, being cuddled by someone with ropes hanging off their wrists and ankles is hot as fuck, honestly. No, no, you don't have to. I just wanted to take care of you tonight. Yeah, so I know we kind of left it open-ended, and I don't know if you want to be more than just casual partners, and if that's all you want, I understand, and I could probably do that, but if you did want more, I would really love it if we, you and I, were an us. Yeah? Gosh, I'm just really, really glad we're dating, you know? I mean, even when we weren't, you just made me really happy all the time. And I couldn't imagine being with a better partner than you. No, come on. Let's get you out of those pants and cleaned up.